brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You don't just have to worry about mosquitoes when you're standing outside your car with your family as they throw your goods all over the side of the road at a checkpoint. Now you got to worry about them sticking needles in you and your family. Same thing in the public schools, urine and blood testing. Feds want to make it federal law. They're already funding it in literally thousands of school districts. Everyone being drug tested. Wall Street Journal yesterday posted on the sites today, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In push to stop drunk driving, of course, they're sucking your blood on the side of the road and in the police stations. And, they're killing people that resist. And that's in the article. So we'll take your calls on that, and we'll get to exploding gas prices, the whitewash 9/11 commission, a bunch of Big Brother news. It's just going to be totally jam-packed. We got to move quickly. As promised, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois, then Drew, Todd, William, and others. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I find it almost amusing how every time you talk to some state official, how it's always same old thing. Oh, I don't care what goes on in other states, or I'm not up to date with what they do and this and that. But then if the feds come, you know, to mandate something, it's boom. Let's get on the wagon with them automatically. You know, I mean, what worse?
What are you going to do at a checkpoint if they want to jam needles in you and your family?
It's not going to happen. I mean, and more people got to stand up and say, no, this is not going to happen. I mean,
well, the jail guards and police are laughing. I mean, they're killing people.
Yeah, and
did you hear me right where they killed that guy?
I hope the guy that his family pushes that issue through court and I hope justice prevails in that situation. I mean, what more? I mean, it's not bad enough you can't pull up to a stop sign without a cop standing there with a flashlight looking to see if you got your seatbelt on now at their seatbelt enforcement zones.
Like, but again, the federal plan admits Part 3 of the National Seatbelt Initiative Act of 98, $2.4 billion a year since then. They admit, sir, and this is a very key point, what is that, almost $10 billion now they've spent since then or more? They admit it's to train you to accept checkpoints and to search your car for drugs and guns.
Well, sure it is. And Mr. State Boy that you talked to earlier is so independent. Well, then why don't they stand up against the Fed? They know we're not going to do that in our state. But instead, you know, it'll be, sure, bring it on in. You know, no problem.
Well, number one, they're never going to stop drunk driving. These drunks aren't going to stop it. But that's their excuse to get into our lives, to set the precedent to jam needles in us.
Well, what worse infringement on our liberty than to stick a needle in you? It's insane.
But I've had the public officials on where they got cameras in school bathrooms, and they say it's wonderful and it stops crime. Why, we're the bad ones. Winston in 1984 is the bad one because he doesn't like Big Brother having a camera in his bathroom.
We don't like
police helicopters with ground-penetrating radar looking through our walls. We're weird.
Well, I predict soon. Every state has different laws. Illinois is horrible with, you got to register to own guns. You know what registration leads to.
Well, they've already banned most of them, yeah.
It used to say on the application form, if you were convicted of a felony, you know, have you been convicted of a felony in the past so many years? Now, the registration form changed. It says, have you been charged with a felony?
Have you had a misdemeanor? Maryland, they've been arrested. They arrested Man of the Year, who saved a bunch of police. Because 30 years ago, he got back from Vietnam and got in a bar fight, and they said, oh, it's over $200 the thing he was convicted of. We're taking his guns.
And now, if you go to court, not even been charged or not even been convicted of, but if you're in court for any domestic violence court, you're in there for any reason, you get your gun card taken away from you. You basically
are taking your privilege card is bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Drew and Todd and William and others, you're up next. A toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Always a good idea, I guess, to give that out. 1-800-259-9231. Warrior calls, a blitzkrieg of news, straight ahead, fighting against tyranny, defending liberty.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right now, in Wisconsin, they're trying to pass a law, under federal funding, of course, to arrest adults, to take your children. Doesn't matter if you're an 80-year-old lady, you got to take all the vaccines they say are mandatory whenever they say, whatever new vaccines they come out and make mandatory, you got to take those too. And again, public officials, authorities, our masters, our rulers, our owners, our keepers, the people that run us and our lives and our free country, will just say, it's for your safety, we're doing it for you. Doesn't matter how much evidence, it's poison, it's toxic, it's sterilizing us, it's brain damaging us. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They love us. They're the government. They're already, through color of law, trying to act like it's the law. Let's talk to, I guess up next is Drew in Texas. Drew, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I couldn't believe that character, that Boyle character, the DA in Wisconsin.
Yes, Mr. Boyle on the surface of America.
I mean, the guy sounds like he's a high school dropout. He's a complete idiot. I can't believe the people up there would vote for somebody like that. I assume they elect their DAs up there like they do here everywhere else.
Well, you know, so many times you talk to the authorities, the officials, we're the civilians, and they just don't know anything. They just, but on that civilian point, you know, the semantics of how they're the military state, you had to go, yeah, I've heard that. What is that?
But the guy sounds like he's completely in the dark about everything. I mean, everything you brought up, he just, I'm not aware of this. I'm not aware of that. You know, I mean, was he been hiding under a rock or what?
Well, it's like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I
boy.
I know nothing.
I followed the Fuhrer, yeah?
It's like Bill Clinton. I know nothing. Listen to me.
Well, just like little Lord.
Hold on a minute. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Read my lips, no taxes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, just like our little Lord Bush, he doesn't know anything either.
Well, in his case, I believe it, so.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I guess that's about all I wanted to. I couldn't believe that guy. I just wanted to throw in my two cents about that that moron up there.
What are you going to do if they want to take your blood on a dark night at the side of the road?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I don't think that's happening in Austin, though, is it? Yet.
Texas is, quote, passed the law, but they take you down and suck your blood at the police station. But I've read the articles where they're sucking the blood on the side of the road.
Here in Austin?
No, it was in Colorado, and it was in Nevada and in Arizona, the articles I've seen.
Yeah. Well, I know Arizona and Nevada are farther along toward a police state than we are. As bad as we are, they're even a little farther on, I think.
I hear you. Good to get your call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Todd. And Todd is calling us from California. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That seemed like a boxing match. You got him on the ropes at some point, and you kept hitting him with body blows about sources, and all he could do was say plausible deniability. The thing is, the judges are not on the side of truth, so he gets to actually pretend that he serves the people. My main concern is when he finished up your interview, he gave that little snide remark of, I'll look into that kind of thing, but I don't think he's going to read when he finishes up that
interview.
He said,
I'll look into that right away.
No. But what he's going to do, he's going to call everyone who put him in that line of fire and say, I'm going to chastise you, and you for even making me that exposed because I need to perpetuate my myth.
Well, maybe he is he's probably some sports fan who goes right to the sports bar immediately after work or, you know, goes to the local arena or maybe he goes and plays racquetball. I mean, he didn't even know he was in the Wall Street Journal until a day later.
No, but all he had was plausible deniability.
This guy was in the front page of the... Maybe he didn't know anything. This guy was in the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and no one let him know he was in it until we called him.
But like I said...
And then I said, did you interview the Wall Street Journal? He goes, yeah, I did.
But the end thing is, he wants to give you the impression, and even he didn't at the end, he gave that little snide thing, but he's not going to look into it. He's going to call the people that set up that interview and chastise them. I had two direct questions for him, one of which was, Bush has been the current president has been diagnosed as vasovagal. I am that, and if you inject me with any kind of needle, even if it's a little thing, I might die on the scene, and it seems like what's being implied is that now cops can just inject people, and if they die on the scene, it's no big deal.
Well, yeah, what if you're a hemophiliac? You'll be in there with all those goons, as they're like, get him in the corner, we're going to take the blood.
But again, it goes
you
back to
come to deliverance now, boy.
But again, it goes back to the plausible deniability thing, because it's happened in Florida down here in the recent month. It happened out in California, where they chased a guy who was about 9 inches shorter than the real guy, and they eventually shot him, or down here in Florida, where they tasered him. Oops, he died. And guess what? There's no real follow-up.
Oh, yeah.
The police
and he claimed, he said that you're not under arrest when they stop you.
Right.
Every cop knows you're under arrest, technically.
No, that's exactly what I wanted to ask him about, because those people died. And guess what the follow-up is? Those people are still dead. The sad
part
about...
Well, they might have been working with Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah, demonization. And I wanted to ask the grander... And by the way, sir, I appreciate you as a delivery mechanism of information, and I appreciate the other message that you offer that's not about a cult of personality. I just say over the last 2 years or so, I understand that the information campus that's out there globally is a lot more vast based on the wing like you and other people out there that you're kind of just a professor talking out into the world, and I appreciate that that's a whole new wing that I didn't know existed in the first place. In terms of doublethink, I think it's interesting that the same type of nationalist, militaristic mentality has been sold to conquer nations and ultimately destroy nationhood is being used to perpetuate globalism. So it's almost like nationalism is being used to destroy nationalism.
Well, that's
and
what
do you think that that's double thinking?
Well, they come into America, they destroy our sovereignty, then they wrap themselves in a plastic Chinese-made slave flag and then, you know, paint themselves up in it and camouflage. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they go, be nationalistic, and after decades of bashing nationalism, people go, yeah, it's okay to fly the flag again. But again, the flag's being used as a false symbol for those actually using America to destroy nationalism worldwide.
Oh, but that, it's the ultimate doublethink. It's disturbing to me over a couple of years now to realize, hey, Brian Lamb, who I used to think was Mr. Objectivity, that maybe he's not. Maybe he's Mr. Limited Hangout. And by all means, that thing that I heard on C-SPAN 2 weeks ago, if I had no awareness of you, sir, I would have at least looked into you. Because look at the clip. Look at the hour. Mr. Lamb, who I thought was objective. I've been watching and listening to C-SPAN since 89. I have my little coloring book out with Carter, Reagan, and 80. I'm a little bit of a stooge that way because I thought C-SPAN was truth, but really it's a very sophisticated limited hangout that they're not going to have certain interviews, they're not going to have certain authors, and yet they're going to spend that hour, and Mr. Lamb, who's supposed to be the paragon of objectivity, all the people that call him and say, thank God for C-SPAN, in some way they're saying, thank God for conditioning, because it's not. It's not objectivity. It's the ultimate level of selling your mind out to the illusion of truth.
Well, about a year ago, Fox took over C-SPAN. Did you know that?
Well, no. What's the data on that? Well, who bought who?
They've come in and, quote, help with the management and some of the funding. But look, C-SPAN's good because you can at least call into it. And then sometimes they censor calls. Sometimes I've called in and said, I want to talk about this. And they go, and then they hang up on you. Or we're not talking about that click. And, you know, there's no topic. But to make it clear, they have this professor on who says that, you know, how I'm this wicked devil, basically. And Brian Lamb has had other authors on going after me and spent other hours on me years ago and talks about me on a routine basis, admits he listened to me on the radio, knows who I am. They put my website up before. At least they've done that. And I call up and talk to his assistant, and she just said, look, we're not talking about this stuff right now. It's all election. I go, wait a minute. You just had this guy on talking about me. He's written a book that I'm in. You're putting all this out. You talk about me all the time. You should have me on.
Right. If you're supposed
and
to be.
She said, well, not at this time. Well, and then I didn't think. I called back and left a message. I want to have Lamb on here then. I want to have a discussion with Brian Lamb.
But even that, if you're supposed to be an objectivity forum, they're ultimately a non-equal time entity. Well, we're objective, but we'll never give you that half an hour about the Federal Reserve. We'll never give you that half an hour about Eustace Mullins or Anthony Sutton or Alex Jones, but we'll even extend that and we'll slam Alex Jones and then never let him on. That is the ultimate limited hangout.
That hour bashing fest the day after I was on Coast to Coast was damage control. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
And again, it is the number one link now, 2 weeks into it, there at the C-SPAN website. And they say most watched video, and right there, Michael Barkin, author of A Moron's Journey. I'm sorry, a culture of conspiracy. Let's go ahead and take another call here. I'll go to these quicker. I'm out of control here. William in Colorado. William, you're on the air. Go ahead, William.
A lot of talk about needles and mandatory vaccinations today.
Police at checkpoints jamming needles into you lovingly.
Oh, what we have is on the social services school side of it. We had a case of induced autism from a forced vaccination that they said that they were going to either throw him out of school or he needed to have the vaccinations, but they never informed the mother that she could have signed a waiver.
Yeah, no, it's all color of law, and then it causes massive brain damage, and we have the official CDC report admitting it's doing it, but still it continues.
Well, no, I'm pretty much hopefully not going to hijack your show right now, but tell all the rest of the callers that this might be a significant interest where this might be it. It's Quentin Daryl Nash, and it's a case. They kidnapped him last Thursday, March 18th. Social services kidnapped him, and I need to probably go through the break, but...
Yeah, stay there. No, wait, they grabbed him because he didn't take the vaccine.
No, he got autism since the vaccine, and they took him, and they claimed his mother for child abuse.
Oh, that's another thing. When they give you the shot and the child dies or gets sick, then they charge you. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, it's a war, and we're waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, exposing the evil that government is engaging in for their fat cat masters. We'll finish up with William, then we got Phil in England and Dennis and Jack and Joe and others. William, I mean, how do you know about this particular case? Because I know that a lot of this has even come out in mainstream news, the so-called shaken baby syndrome. They'll give the child the shot. It'll go into convulsions in the car on the way home, die, or go into a coma, and then they will charge you with shaking the baby or beating the child. And, I mean, I was in a big libertarian group giving a speech, and people walking up going, my dad took the flu shot and hours later, you know, was paralyzed, or my son was fine and took the shot and now he does nothing but drool in the corner. And then we have the CDC's own documents where they say it's happening and they got to, quote, covered it up from 2000, just came out about a month ago in ABC News. I mean, this is real, but the government just, we want to pass laws to make you take it now because you found out how bad it is. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, the Center for Disease Control article, that would be on Infowars.com.
Oh, you found it on my website.
No, is it on there?
The one I just mentioned. Yeah, we posted it about a month ago. It's in there, yeah.
CDC article, and then there was
it was an ABC News article about the CDC.
And then the UNESCO document that cites the family as a disease, which document was that?
That is the Calhoun Reader, used at the University of Texas, and I ended up getting the textbook, but I actually found out about it from Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed.
Okay.
But let's get back to what you called about for a second.
Yeah, they took JoJo Nash Conner's son March 18th from school. And
where did you find out about this?
Oh, I've been living it, sir. I've been living this for 10 years, and this situation for the last 3 weeks.
So you know these people?
I've lived this for the last 3 weeks. I would have went to court yesterday, but I probably would have been arrested.
Okay, fine. Just tell the story. So they gave
how
the
about
vaccine.
If I let, how about if I have you her tell it? She's right here. Hold on. Her name is JoJo Nash.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe, what happened to you?
Well, Alex, they took off with my baby after he had his vaccination. He had spent like 7 months in a school situation with a teacher who is...
Hey, how old is the child?
He's 5.
And so you let him give him the vaccines?
Well, what they told me is that he had to have them or he would get suspended from school.
Yeah, that's a lie, so that's racketeering, that's color of law, that's official oppression right there.
And so I took him in and got his shots, and boy, oh boy, he was way up there.
So what happened after he took the shots?
He went to the school, and he was being really terrible to his teachers and the kids and everybody, and we just couldn't, I didn't know what to do about, and me, myself, Alex, I just went through brain surgery a year ago.
Okay, so what happened? Why'd they grab your child?
Because he had a spanking, and he had welts on his behind.
Well, you know, it's not illegal to spank, but they can come after you if you leave marks. So, ma'am, I don't know what to say. I mean, you shouldn't have your child in public school, and they don't have any money. You had brain surgery and took the shots and acted bizarrely. I'm sorry that happened, and just get with some good folks in your area and learn your rights. Thanks for the call. That's really all I can say on the subject. Let's talk to Jack in Colorado. We'll go to Jack in Colorado in a second. Phil in England's up next. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
What a show you've got today. First of all, I thought your guest was extremely naive.
The guy that thinks sucking people's blood's good?
Yeah,
Yeah,
according to him, the world doesn't exist outside his county or state. He needs to wake up. I wanted to talk to you about the government-sponsored terrorism in Madrid. Classic case of problem, reaction, solution. At the weekend, they had an emergency meeting, Homeland Security ministers, and at which they agreed to set up a department to coordinate. A counter-terrorism czar based in Brussels. I'm quoting from the London Telegraph here, and it says the British rights group State Watch warned that the EU is once again exploiting the terrorist crisis to extend police control over society as a whole, with Britain again leading the push for greater EU powers. No surprise there, because the Blair government is the most authoritarian government ever.
And I couldn't say it any better. All this is an excuse to extend police state controls over all of us.
Exactly.
Tell you what, stay there. You're making great points, Phil, so just stay there. 3-minute break. I know it's on your dime. You're calling from England. We'll come right back to you. And then we'll get to Dennis and Jack and Joe and everybody else. So stay with us, 1-800-599-2231. And I've looked at all the evidence of the Madrid bombings. It's clear. I agree with the people on the streets. The government did it, and it backfired on them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rod, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to force myself to go through 4 or 5 calls real quick, then cover more news for the balance of the hour. It's got to be done. But briefly, before we go back to England to talk to Phil and the important points he's making, Police State 3 Total Enslavement is one of my newest films. There's also Matrix of Evil, but Police State 3 Total Enslavement is really good. It's 2 hours and 44 minutes long. It's really 3 or 4 films in one. It covers the Total Information Awareness Network, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, forced inoculations, the government-run white slavery rings. It gets into just what the New World Order is, the first 25 minutes of it, about PNAC, who the neocons are, so much. I mean, it's really a library in and of itself. A film by myself, Alex Jones, Total Enslavement, The Greatest Evil That Mankind Has Ever Faced Is Among Us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order clan. It is a clan. They're related. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, Alex Jones, that's me, chronicles in stunning detail the true character of the globalists. Learn their master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. The film documents, again, the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security Dictatorship, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. And to order copies of Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Matrix of Evil or the book Order Out of Chaos or my book Descent into Tyranny or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Operators are there to take your call, to answer your questions. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or, of course, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And the videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the books or videos. Well, any of the videos, they drop down to $20. You order three or more. The books are from between, you know, $5 to $25, depending on how big the book is and how much information's in it. But a lot of key info there for you. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Phil in England, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're making your point about them using the Madrid bombing to expand their tyranny. I mean, China uses the example of 9/11 to crack down there against Christians. Worldwide, governments are intensifying the enslavement. Go ahead.
Well, we're not the reaction and the solutions. You know, we can see the event more clearly now it's been a week or two. They're proposing to set up a new department. I'm quoting from the London Telegraph article on Sunday, which says, the new department will be an analysis center lodged at the EU's military staff headquarters, though critics say it will duplicate the work of Europol in The Hague. But you can see the blurring of lines between military and police. It's a police state.
And your police chief in London says he wants to put troops on the streets, get ready for martial law. Our top generals are saying it. They just love it. They're going to be our masters. This is what happens in history. This is the norm. It's happening again. Are the yuppies or the middle class people starting to get it in England, or are they just loving all this?
Well, I think it was Paul Watson who said on Monday that there was a huge generational gap between the young and brainwashed and those who are older. And can see it more clearly. I mean, you know, you've got the mindless drones who just watch MTV all day, and they don't know what's going on. But those who do care to look, who do care to see, you know, are waking up. I wanted to thank you as well for the show, and also thank and GCN as well for putting this on the internet, your show on the internet, because it's a global awakening that's happening, and they deserve some credit.
Well, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And as they move ahead with global tyranny, globally, God is moving into the human spirit to really cause an awakening. And I don't just say that as a cheerleader. I can't believe just the grassroots, instinctive wake-up that's happening. But everybody feels like they're alone because we're all balkanized into tiny pieces. We've got to start getting out, talking, starting organizations, being leaders. That's where the victory lies, is you. That's you. I'm talking to everybody out there. Look in the mirror. That's where the solution is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that call. Let's go ahead and take another one. Dennis in Arkansas. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
You were talking about this gas price going up here not too long ago. I was watching on your Communist News Network, and Walmart was number one when it comes to profits, and ExxonMobil was number two. They broke that down into what happens to a gallon of gasoline.
And they've got the fake left out saying that it's peak oil, there's no more oil. They have found the biggest reserves ever in the last decade. There's more than ever that they've discovered. It's a complete fraud to create artificial scarcity. They're telling you there's no fresh water, got to boost the price. Oh, diamonds are rare when they've got tons of them with a monopoly. It's about artificial scarcity, and they're just training you to accept. And listen, Spencer Abraham...
That's exactly who I wanted to talk about.
Not before the Congress. I got his quotes here. They're stunning. And he said, look, we're not going to get into the reserves. We're not going to do more drilling. You're not going to go into Alaska. and we don't care if the Arabs do this. We're not going to beg. Now, it's a pride thing, as if the Arabs are doing it.
Well, no, number one, his dad immigrated from that part of the country anyhow.
That's right. He's Mr. Oil.
That's right. And his fax number...
Well, he's not gallivanting around with Hamas people. But he's okay, because he's a neocon.
And if your folks out here in the listening audience want to fax him and start lodging complaints, his fax number is 202-586-4403.
Oh, you've been faxing his lordship.
And then if you want to write to him, it's U.S. Department of Energy, 1000 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20585.
You know what this is?
Good.
This is mass looting. $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. No bids allowed with Halliburton. You know, running around foaming at the mouth. They are raping everything. Mass criminality. Raping us over the gas when there's more fuel than ever.
That's right.
And these idiots are buying it.
And I just wished all the people would start faxing him and writing him letters and saying we've had enough. And you're talking about drawing blood. I wonder what these police officers would do on the side of the road. I thought about it. When I get out of the car, if they ever want to draw blood, I'll say, go ahead. I've got hepatitis C and full-blown AIDS. Would they still want to take the blood?
Well, that's another thing, too. I mean, the police aren't trained for this. And see, it starts out in the jails. Then it's on the side of the road. It's just craziness. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jack in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I'm calling because I just recently went to court for running a green light, and the cops denied everything.
Didn't you know they teach police officially how to lie on the stand?
I didn't know.
It's called liifying.
Yeah, and see, the referee...
They don't testify, they liify.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And see, I slipped and said that he was lying, and that's when she screamed out, you're guilty, and she fined me.
Well, you should have demanded a jury trial.
I probably should have, but it was my last
chance. You screamed it out, letting you, hey, she's the authority, the official, your lord.
I believe you, but see, what he stopped me for was that one of those checkpoints for a DUI, and he'd even denied that. He even denied stopping me for a DUI. I mean, he even tested me in the whole thing.
Sir, I've watched them lie. They're congenital liars. And I'm not saying all of them, but the system encourages the liars and promotes them. I know.
Okay, so I'll just tell you quickly. They're recording people there now, too. And when I was standing in line to get through those metal detectors, it was all Hispanic people. So, you know, I don't understand... why this is going on, because I listened to some of the people that were ahead of me, you know, and like some
of them. They do feed on especially immigrants, because, and again, we're against the open borders, but they do feed on them a lot with the tickets because they don't resist.
Oh, but like this girl that was in front of me, she was Hispanic too, and from not from this country, and the judge was asking her if she needed an interpreter, and she also asked her, apparently she didn't have any car insurance when she was involved in this accident, and wasn't charged with anything for
that.
And
again, they arrest them and they pay the fines, but on the other side of the coin, oh yeah, they don't have to have insurance. Thanks for the call. It's major discrimination. I appreciate it. I know it's wrong, but see, that's the people listening today who don't believe us. When it happens to them next month or next year, that's when the seed sprouts. See, we put the seeds out, and the tyranny is the rain and the sunshine for it, and it grows it up. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another one. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Indiana. Go ahead, Joe.
God bless you and all your hard work, Alex. We've been listening to you for about 7 years. We first started out, we was kind of skeptical. Now, not quite like Christ, but we almost worship you.
No, please. No, I'm just an average guy. No,
you're an average guy with the kahunas to stand up and speak for what's right. What I'm calling about, I don't want to call him a police officer. I guess I'll call him Barney Fife instead of calling him a jerk. Well, I just did. Shame on me. He was talking about he didn't know this and he didn't know that. There was national media coverage about a college student here in Indiana that at some wee hours of the morning was knocking on the wrong door, and a untrained, I believe it was a Ball State police officer, shot that boy dead. That boy was unarmed.
Oh, that was the trick-or-treating.
Okay, I wasn't sure of the
situation. No, that was in Texas. There's a bunch of these cases, but go ahead. Well, yeah. They're trained to kill. I mean, they're like ravenous dogs.
Yeah, shot the man dead, and, you know, he was totally unarmed, and he was poorly trained, so they're going to retrain him and put him back out on the street. Maybe next time he'll be able to shoot him from a further distance, or, you know, they'll train him to put a weapon on him or whatever. And I'm also dealing with the school corporation down here in the town I live in. I'll leave their name out of it for now until I figure out what my attorney's going to do. But I guess it's okay for our teachers to fondle our children, and they just call that battery when they get backed in a corner. Just a simple misdemeanor
all
battery.
All over the country, they have police stripping young girls in front of classes. I have articles on that, and nothing's being done. They do sexual examinations of elementary school students. They're putting cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, it's worse than 1984, sir.
Yes, it is. It's outrageous. But like I said, I'm in the process of getting a victory on my end.
Good. Prosecute them, expose them, picket the school. Just expose them. Good to hear from you, and tell us as it develops what happens. Okay, I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls. I just want to cover some news right now. We got to do this. U.S. petrol prices at all-time high, BBC. Americans are paying more at the pump for their petrol than ever thanks to the remorseless rise in oil prices, a study has found. Again, OPEC said they were going to raise prices last year, since the oil companies making the profits, and the government won't go in the Strategic Reserve, won't open up ANWR. You notice Bush is in, has the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the executive, everything, and they're not letting you have the oil from ANWR. They'll run the country for 100 years, by the way. The AAA, a U.S. monitoring organization, says prices now average almost $1.74 a gallon. I've read $2. And out in California, it's upwards of $3. In many areas of the country, it's soared to $2.69 in the east. Here's another one. U.S. says FTAA January 2005 deadline still on course. Forbes magazine, a top-level U.S. trade official, said Tuesday that some progress was made in recent informal talks to overcome an impasse in negotiations to craft a free trade agreement covering 34 countries in the Western Hemisphere. And I've read the synopsis of the agreements they're signing. The Third World doesn't have to give their sovereignty up, just America and Canada. So that's globalism right there. Russian nuclear warship ready to blow the register. The nuclear-powered Russian warship has been ordered back to port amid fears it could, quote, go sky high at any minute. That, at least, is the opinion of Admiral Vladimir Kuryendov, who said the Peter the Great and those places on board where the admirals actually go, everything's fine, but where they don't go, everything is such a state that it could go sky high any minute. And the admirals made the decision to dispatch the flagship of Russia's Northern Fleet back to port for immediate repairs last Wednesday during exercises in the Barents Sea. They say it could have a nuclear meltdown and explode any minute. 9/11 NORAD issue addressed in Rumsfeld testimony. We have the video clip at prisonplanet.com. When he was confronted by one of the whitewashers on the commission, he confessed that planes are supposed to be sent up to intercept hijacked planes. The inference here is that they were sent up on 9/11 and that a shoot-down order was issued, but that the pilot did not receive the said order. That's some news spin. This is huge. This means somebody either deliberately did not convey that order, that there was a huge, colossal mess-up, extremely unlikely given the severity of the circumstances, or a stand-down order was issued by someone. We know that to be Dick Cheney. Rumsfeld just gave the whole thing up, and he knew it. He looked sick, and if I'm not mistaken, his hands were actually shaking. Joint Chiefs of Staff Myers tried to join in to help, was not much use, and he looked freaked out, too. By the way, I saw this online. We didn't get it recorded. I'm begging you, when it re-airs, if I miss it, or, you know, if you've already taped it, please mail it to us, folks. I saw it online, shaking, freaking out. I mean, total guilt, just spewing. We know from the facts they did it, but at the same time, of course, General Myers is now the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he's the guy over NORAD who did the stand down that day. Continuing, next hour I'll get more into this big stack of 9/11 whitewash. I want to cover some of the Big Brother news right now that's really, really important. And then we'll get into 9/11 and take more of your calls coming up. But this story out of the Chicago Sun-Times, Homeland Security Liaison to help keep Hollywood in line. That's the headline. You know, the government, when it's not producing $70 million packages of fake newscasts that have been airing all over the place of how wonderful the government is, fake newscasts, that's now admitted, they're doing this. Protecting Americans against terror attacks and other disasters requires strong interagency communication and superior intelligence gathering. Oh, and a little help from Hollywood. The Homeland Security Department has posted a job for a liaison to the entertainment industry. The salary could be as high as $136,000 plus benefits. Well, I have AP articles from 2.5 years ago where Karl Rove and Card and others and Chetwin, Lionel Chetwin, went to Hollywood and told them, don't criticize the government. Then you had all these shows about how torture's good and the CIA loves you and...
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, again, you already have propaganda placement, the government paying for anti-gun, join the military statements. I mean, it's paid for. Fake newscast, all of it. And this article out of the Chicago Sun-Times admits, quote, there can be tremendous impact on the public with the ability to communicate to people what we're doing, Murphy said. They're going to do their movie. We just want to be silly, whatever. We just don't want to be silly. The FBI has been aided by many dramatic portrayals, among them actor Robert Stack as heroic FBI agent Elliot Ness in the television series The Untouchables, which you are untouchable. All crimes committed, you enjoy it. The actress Jodie Foster's determined agent in training, Clarice Starling, in the film The Silence of the Lambs. And it says in September, ABC debuted Threat Matrix, where they torture people every episode, and it's wonderful. A one-hour TV show about highly trained, specialized torture masters, I mean task force, that works out of Homeland Security Department and, quote, fights the many faces of terror, which is drug dealers, everybody. We all are terrorists. According to the promotional material, Homeland Security officials declined to comment on the show, which they've been helping. The last year, the department has been inundated with requests for help on motion pictures and documentaries, spokesman Teresa Scalonia said. Oh, they contact them and want help. That's why they fund them. Movies and TV shows could be recruiting tools for people considered a career in Homeland Security. Well, yeah, one of the big in the Oscars, there was a big article about it. She's on the website recruiting for the CIA. The CIA recently began airing recruitment ads starring Jennifer Garner, who plays a CIA agent in ABC series Alias. And it gets worse and worse. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is aware of the entertainment industry's effect on the department's image, and it goes on and on. While in Los Angeles, he met with the entertainment executives who asked him how they can help the Homeland effort. How they can help the Fuhrer with the Reich. And Ridge suggested they could promote the department's Ready campaign to educate citizens on how to prepare for a terrorist attack. And they tell us, grovel, give all your liberties up. That's how you prepare for an attack. Let's just run through some of what's coming up. Government will track ID card use. That's right, it's to track you. NEC demos Big Brother biometric phone booth where you have to thumb scan to use the phone booth. High school students offered rewards to stop crime. Tell us about mommy and daddy extra cash bonuses. I have video of this, by the way. Cameras to guard new city parks, and it says people have a new patron in the park, Big Brother. Big Brother's now good. Every day I see an article where Big Brother is a good thing. Israel to kill in U.S. allied nations. I thought I'd go back over this because people don't believe it. UPI. Big Brother on the bus. More about satellite tracking and thumb scanning school children. No disciplinary action taken yet in strip search incident. And this is out of the Times Shamrock Communications. All the folks that used to own KJFK I was on. Says no disciplinary action has been taken yet against two Mount Carmel Township police officers and two Mount Carmel area school district employees involved in a strip search earlier this month during a high school gym class. This happens all the time. I see this story every couple days. On Monday morning, Mount Carmel area superintendent Richard Burschmidt said physical and education teacher and high school nurse Ruth Gregory had not been disciplined thus far in connection with the March 9th incident. And boy, this story's a horror story. They took the six girls inside a... I don't even want to go on, folks, what they did. But this is your loving government training you that you're absolute slaves. You have less rights than a black slave in 1830. I mean, it's really getting to that point. And also, police to get more spy devices. Wait to hear about that. Some good news. Maine House okays Hutton's call to change the Patriot Act. I never really got to this properly yesterday. Convoy of illegals tries to run down agents. I want to go over that. Oh, there's so much more. Just please stay with us. We have the third hour coming at you right now. We'll take some more calls, then we'll get back into the news. Please stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.